Welcome, everyone, to the In the Word podcast with Will and Marie. I'm Will.
And I'm Marie.
And we're talking to you from our basement recording area and sharing with you episode 271. And we started talking last time about having a heart of purpose or purposing in our heart the way Ezra did, the way Daniel did, the way the three Hebrew boys did. What a great spirit that it is when you have an attitude that says that I'm going to allow the Lord to really give me I'm going to be led by him. I'm going to be under his direct supervision. I'm going to submit to him, Sister
right.
Marie,
right?
So that he's basically in control of my voice, which mine needs to be cleared right now. But he's in control of my voice, my thoughts, my actions,
right?
You know, my motives,
right? Exactly. I was thinking too. Be thankful and so, you know, somewhat excited, I guess I can say that we have the word of God, because not only did God call us and save us, but when we study his word, as we said previously, you know, the word changes us. And if we, you know, we may worry about not knowing this or not being, you know enough scripture or whatever. But if we, what I have learned, and you correct me if I'm wrong, the more I study and the more I read, period, the word of God, I'm being changed.
Yes.
You know, as you live your life, you'll notice, you know, that you're different. You may not like this anymore. You don't like that anymore. So don't, you know, we don't need to fear or whatever when realizing, well, I don't know this in the Bible. I don't know how to help. Just read it. Just keep reading it, and
exactly.
we'll find ourselves a different person.
That's a beautiful thing, what you're saying, because that's what we've asked our church to do. We've asked them for those of you that may not know, we're reading the Bible through in a year. Nothing novel about that, but we're taking the attitude that we're going to read. We're not going to necessarily do a study or an analysis or any sort of, you know, deep dive. We're just basically immersing ourselves in the reading of the word for 365 consecutive days, where we just read we just read what we can get done in that day and just let it sit. It'll marinate. It'll do its thing. God's word, he says, does not return void. So whatever it sets out to do, he's going to do something in us. Because the word is not just ink on paper. It's John 1:1. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So that word, it goes on to say down in verse 14, became flesh and dwelt among us.
Right.
So he is living in us. The beautiful mystery of Christ is that Colossians says that it's Christ in you.
Yes.
The hope of glory.
Hallelujah. Yes. Amen.
So we're not just trying to embrace some sort of philosophy or some sort of behavioral modification stuff. When we read the word, when we allow him to speak to us and through us, it's also transforming us. A change is occurring just by participating.
Yes.
You know, the Holy Spirit in us, he said, I'm in you to lead and guide you into all truth.
Exactly.
So the Holy Spirit is just using the words that we take in with our eye gate, our ear gate. You know, faith comes by hearing, and then it just changed inside of us.
Exactly. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
That's a beautiful thing. You have any thoughts on that?
I know there's some people that probably think that salvation is too hard. Being a Christian is too hard or too hard. And they get discouraged because they feel like they don't have time to study and all of that.
Right.
And that right there, just make it a point that I'm going to read some of the Bible every day. If it's just one chapter or a couple of verses, just read it and then read it again tomorrow and keep reading and keep reading and then watch just your life change, your desires change, and your relationship with God will be different. Because now you're telling God that you know you love him, you want to know his word, you want to know what he wants of
right,
you,
right.
And you want to give him what he wants you to give. So it's the word is so important, vitally important. And you know, we've all been, you know, those of us that have been saved and born again, that's great, that's fantastic. But we have to go from there, and that's right. Where the word comes in, and devouring the word, just read it and watch God right. Work in your life.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, you're changed just by coming, you know, you're changed yeah. just by participating.
God does the work. We think we have to do all of this and that, but God does the work.
He does the work.
He does the changing, and he does the showing you what he wants you to be and, you know, to do in your life.
Right.
So.
Right. And yeah. it happens. It happens because
you don't even notice it, do we?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Down the road somewhere, somebody will say something to you or ask you something, and it'll come to your mind. You're like, I didn't even know I knew that.
Right.
And like,
right.
Yeah, that's what it does.
Well, you know, the Bible talks about the Holy Spirit bringing things back
mm-hmm.
to our remembrance. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And it just changes us.
Because we've done these lessons, these two that we just did spontaneously, we don't have all the scriptures that are in front of us, I mean, that are in the Bible, but there are a lot of scriptures that yes. talk about the word of God and what it will do for you and on that relationship.
Right.
So, that,
right.
yeah, that's why we say to you, just start reading.
Right.
You know, just start reading and watch God work.
And he will do it.
He will do it.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, David wrote, how can a young man, and I'll just add, how could a young person, matter of fact, I don't think it would be unfair to say, how could any person keep his way pure? By keeping it according to your word.
Your word.
With all my heart I have sought you. Don't let me wander from your commandments.
Yes.
Your word, God's word, he says, I have treasured in my heart that I might not sin against you. And you know, when you have that kind of attitude, I will meditate on your precepts, yes. he says in Psalms 119, verse 15. And regard your ways. I shall delight in your statutes. I shall not forget your word.
Yes.
And if you jump over to towards the end of the chapter in Psalms 119, around verse 101, he says, I have restrained my feet from every evil way that I may keep your word.
Yes.
I have not turned aside from your ordinances, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste. Yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth. For from your precepts I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I just think when you just read that and you recognize how important God's word is and the impact it has on our daily lives, our thinking,
yes,
our conduct, our behavior, our motives, our thirst, our appetites, our drives.
Yes.
That's what the word does.
Yes.
It just controls all of that. It curates all of that. It manages that for us. Wow.
Yes.
What a
Amen.
Blessing.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Lord, we just thank you for this time together.
Yes, Lord.
Teach us your word. Give us an insatiable appetite for your word, an unquenchable thirst for your word, that we might always love it, desire it, treasure it more than our necessary food, as Job said. And we love and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We'll see you next time.